I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. A few years ago, reports surfaced about a migration of young African Americans who were leaving corporate America to gain a bigger piece of the capitalist pie. They were becoming entrepreneurs. Now, some people thought this was a part of the next Black Power movement. Kwame Jackson is chairman of Legacy Holdings LLC and a former runner-up on The Apprentice with Donald Trump. He's built a career on the philosophies of economic power, and he spoke with NPR's Tony Cox about navigating through the entrepreneurial waters as a Black businessman in the world of real estate.
Going into the real estate game, I was involved with a pretty large project in Prince George's County, Maryland, to do a major real estate development program. And what I learned from that project after about a year and a half and having to withdraw from that project because of various issues of what I call kind of minority straw man, using African-American faces or minority faces to push a project through a minority government infrastructure, but not really making them true equity partners, kind of the window dressing of old. And so what I learned from that process that, you know, corporate America didn't teach me is that real estate is really one of the last bastions of what I call Wild West capitalism. There's no, you know, National Security Association that's going to oversee it. There's no regulatory body that's going to say you can't do these kind of steamy backroom deals. And so it's something that you have to learn sometimes the hard way.
Tell me a little bit before we get into your philosophy, some of your beliefs about business. I want to give the audience some sense of just what it is you are doing now and what Legacy Holdings LLC is all about.
After The Apprentice for me, back in spring of 2004, I decided that I wanted to become an entrepreneur. I decided that I'd had the corporate training that was necessary. And now I had this national platform from The Apprentice of, you know, a few million people knowing my name and thinking that I was a pretty decent guy. And so I started two companies. One is called Kwame Inc., and that is my personal brand management company where I do professional speaking on topics like entrepreneurship, education, financial literacy, etc. And then the other one is called Legacy Holdings. And Legacy Holdings was specifically founded to leave this lasting legacy of entrepreneurship, both for minorities and non-minorities. And so Legacy Holdings really was started as a holding company to take advantage of all kinds of opportunities that were coming my way after The Apprentice. It was in fashion and in television and in real estate and a number of different endeavors. And so I tried to set up a holding company to go after, dissect, and focus on certain opportunities. And one of the largest turned out to be real estate development.
Now, Legacy Holdings, to mention that, as a matter of fact, on the website, your company has a fundamental belief, it says, that an individual can impact more direct and expedient social change via his or her bank account than by way of his or her vote at the ballot box. Why do you believe economic power is more important than political power to African Americans?
You know, what's really interesting is I wrote those, I guess you would call it our manifesto, and placed it on the website. When I wrote that, I basically was thinking about the history of this country and how even though we are a democracy, this country was really founded on capitalism. The phrase no taxation without representation is not a democratic phrase. It's a phrase that says get your hand out of my pocket unless, you know, I'm getting my money right. And so when I think about that, I always thought about one of the common issues in the African-American experience has always been this lack of power, this lack of control. And we have pursued that through the church. We have pursued that through politics. We pursued that through entertainment, but often have not been as focused or as successful, or because of institutional, you know, racism or constraints, have not been as successful in the economic side. And so I think in this country, in order to get true respect, it's great to be an elected official. It's great to be a social activist. But in the end, it's the Bill Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, that can write $250 million worth of grants every year that can truly impact a change. If they decide that every kid in America is going to get a hot lunch, guess what? Here's the check to do it. And so I think because of that, and being a child of Reaganomics and being a business person myself and a graduate of the Harvard Business School, I truly believe that economics is the engine that drives this country along with the triumvirate of politics and entertainment as well.
Well, let me ask you a couple of other things sort of connected to what we are just talking about. Developers, of which you are one, are often at odds with Black communities in urban areas, usually over issues like eminent domain, for example, as run-down properties are taken for redevelopment. As an African American, how do you balance your drive to develop economically with a social responsibility?
Gentrification and the changing of these neighborhoods through economic forces is a natural process of capitalism. No one is going to stop an undervalued area from being developed or repurchased or reconfigured, as some would like to say. What you can do, though, as that natural process of capitalism happens, is to position the most parties to win. And that is, make sure that the community wins, make sure that the developers win, make sure that the longtime residents and owners win. I mean, it's not going to be everybody wins, because that's just not how capitalism works. And like I said, I didn't set up the system. I'm just trying to prosper in it and make sure that people can fit into that boat, at least as many as possible. And I think longtime homeowners, like I'll give you an example of in Harlem, where I live. And recently I've started some developments and bought my first property. You have renters, you have a community that's on fire in terms of real estate values and its opportunity. And a way to kind of really involve those communities is to have people like community development corporations and longtime owners who can redevelop and sell it as a condo, but still retain the overall rights to their building. So there are ways to position winner strategies for a larger group than just the developer. It's a way to really think about it from a governmental, community, and development standpoint so that the maximum number of parties can win.
What about women? In the business community, what's the relationship that you have found as an African-American businessman dealing with women?
You know, I think women are great. I mean, some of my best bosses have been women, and I think they're phenomenal leaders. I definitely think that, you know, the business world is a microcosm of our society. And so some of the sexism that you see in our society transfers into the business world. So I definitely think there are additional issues that come with being a woman in the business world, just like there are additional issues that come with being a minority, in particular an African-American. And to have both of those to try and overcome, it's definitely a much more difficult headwind, given that the majority culture in business is that of white males.
Kwame Jackson, thank you very much for some very enlightening information.
That was NPR's Tony Cox with Kwame Jackson of Legacy Holdings, LLC.